So in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Simurishon and Gimel, Halachas of Shia and Chazar and Shabbos on page 44, middle of Sif Beis, which is talking about Halachas of Chazara, Sif Alpha Shia, Sif Beis is Chazara. So the Ramah continues and he says, V'yesh Eimim. Some say, the Kol Zein Asa, this whole thing of Chazara is not forbidden, Rakish and the Tolem and the Kimi Bo'yim. The whole list of Chazar is only if you took it off from this stuff when there was still daytime. But you didn't put it back until it was nighttime. That's when the list of Chazar applies. But if you took it off when it was already Shabbos, then, although we spoke about previously that the Loch of Chazar is that if you took it off on Shabbos, then you have to have all these conditions, has to be and it has to have Daita L'Hachzim. But he's saying, no, that's only if you took it off from before Shabbos. But if you took it off on Shabbos, even if you put it on the ground, what would be permitted? That's the Ran Perakiva Cholba. Important to remember that Ran, because in needy situations we rely on this Ran. And so too, that's the custom that to be lenient in our ovens, just something Kira, which our Tanum have a halacha like a Kira. And therefore, they rely on the words of those that are lenient. But it's good to be stringent. Mew, however, imminent stunning, if it cools down, the Kula Alma also says, but he says, we're going to end when it's forbidden. Now that it's totally cool, it's like a new Nesina to put it back into the stove. That if someone takes our food from the oven on Shabbos, it's forbidden to put it into blankets, into pillows. Anything that's close to dark, close to when the davening Ma'ariv Baruch Hu, Shukabola Shabbos is done, which says Zagar's Mardechi, that is our Kabbalah Shabbos. If it's so close to Shabbos, and it's done like a deira, that if the pot would be cold, if Shalatichim Bayimi wouldn't be able to heat it up when it was still daytime, Dinoi Kamoi B'Shabbos, as you can see, that Chav Gimel Atzma then has Alach like Shabbos itself. And it would therefore have the prohibition of Chazar, even if it's not in Shabbos yet. Yes, Mikilim is, and those who are leaning regarding this, by many of the Hakkal, the custom is to be leaning, Achteb Lahachmer, but it's going to be stringent and welcome to Torah when there's not such a great need. Now, Badavka, I'll get Bekir Mamish. This is specifically on the stove itself. I'll listen, but to do it near it, I feel the Samachla Ish, even near the fire, but welcome to Shatzaladzboy, in a place where it's hot, that the hand would recoil. Shari is still admitted. I feel the Samachla Chashecha, even when it's close to getting dark. So it goes Mardachai and it goes Maimani. Says Rama further, the Taner, regarding a Taner, in Chilik, there's no difference between Lachas or Allah, whether to put it back on it, or Lismachasla to do it near it. Vidavka b'makom she'at tzledes play, but that's specifically in a place where it's very hot. Avlein yad tzledes shom, but if it's not, yad tzledes over there, shari for the Shabbos, and permit actually to do smich even on Shabbos, k'mesh debole kaman smich in ches, where there's no problem of chazara, of bishul in that area. Says Mishbu Sivkot and Samla Gimel. Rama brought the Yeshem, the Kalzeh, v'chulu, that Pidush, hodim in davka, oid b'yod, this that we said, on the previous Amit, that you need to have specifically that you're still holding in your hand, Gamdad Lahach, you also have to have a mind to put it back, because he says that's what we're saying, calls out. Regarding that, if you want to put something on Shabbos that has to have a blech, Kulamabin, that according to everyone you need to have. Question is, you need to have those other two conditions. Some want to say, Sivkot and Samachnal, that's specifically because you're told that came by Jim Bechulu, that specifically you had taken it off from before Shabbos, and now you're putting it back on Shabbos. The kimish lahoy on the tilu b'Shabbos since the taking was not on Shabbos. Near chazarasa kibul chadasha. Then the putting back on looks like a new action, and therefore have a kedusha like a chil and mavashal. So it's like initially putting on, and like as if you're doing an act of cooking. Shemachim etzuchin lakapon. My dear, therefore you needed to have at least that it should remain in your hand, meaning since you did it from before Shabbos. Kai gabna. Similarly, kichet labekir sheinel chazar. That should be some recognition that it's only chazar. But if you had taken it off when it was already Shabbos, so then Sivkot Zamechei, then even if it was a place like Abay Kark, even on the ground, and Vafilo Hayidait Lahavzan, even if you did not have a mind to put it back, then it would be permitted. But Tam Dvizin Nisharei Kol Yadu. Everyone knows that the pot was already here in the stove. It was here already on Shabbos. But Nisbashel Kvar, already cooked. And therefore, there's no problems of like Mexican Mavashel. There's no problem about according to those sheets that for the halacha of Chazar. Sivkan Samachbab. And the Ramah said, and people have the custom to believe in our tanurim that has halacha like Kira, and they rely on the words of the Mekilim. That they put back into the tanner on Shabbos. Mashen noislam what was left over. Achash lekachem and hachalon lachila. After they took from the chamen, from the chalon for eating, and they put it back into the tanner. Kedush leitz tanner that it shouldn't cool down, because Shartin Eisnucha says, but to put inside of it food that they had not done had mana, according to everyone that's also in all situations. We're talking about that the chalent was in the tanner up until now. Now they finished taking, they wanted to stay warm, so then they put it back in, even though they don't have oiden b'yadoi and they don't have dait l'hachza. Tzivkot in the samach zayin, but said Rama, but tiv l'hachma. It's good to be stringent. Why? Many halachic authorities disagree with the Rama. Holds. Shagam Aran lo hit that even the Ram did not permit Elagabe Kira, only on top of the Kira, but look at there, not inside of it. Forgot the Ramas have gotten the Mahim and Sadi Kabezizim, and Shem is inclined like the Bezizim. And me, Adiva Tan Shalom, the Kira, think our Tan is better than Kira, meaning if a Kira itself is not permitted inside, our Tanum should not, definitely not be. Come on, come near, however, it seems Shesh is Chusal Minik, there is merit for this Minik. You find this Babi Paisim is ready to swing the place to Mishain Lesser Chazara, that one should not say that returning is forbidden. Elam Ken Yeshchim, only if there's a heat. Shakadir Yenasar Esachas Menachayim, that the pots can become bubbling from the heat. V'zein Motzei Kol Kach, that's not so common, at least in the Tanurim of the Chafetz Chaim's times. Alkin in Lefakva Gizeh, so therefore, one doesn't have to contest with this. Finally, Kamei B'Siv Kod Samaches, Bachkei Motzei Babush Kod V'Rinu, that he says like what we're saying, which the Sharetzin Lois Notez says, meaning, if the heat of the oven on Shabbos, after they took the chalent, you're putting back in, was Yad Seledis, that would be a problem. But it's not so common that it should, that it's become Yad Seledis, the chalent, what you're putting back in. And therefore, that's a reason why that you possibly could be make like the Minig Oil. Zivkot and Samachas. The Rama said, Miu, however, Im, it's done. If it cooled down, then according to everyone, it's forbidden. Hainu, so he explains, Im, it's done like Gamri. If it became totally cold, the food that was on the fire, the chalent, let's say, like we wrote previously, but the reason is the shaykh akach like bishul chadash. You put the chalent back on to the crock pot, so then it would be a new act of cooking, because heating up is an act of cooking. That even the dry food that does not have any soup, any liquid, that actually there's no bishul because it's already fully cooked. In contrast to liquid, which the heating up is the cooking, Gamkinas is still forbidden. The kivish around the sun, since it already was cooled down, then but lashir to shine. Then we say the original keeping on the flame is not here anymore. Then it's not bishul, but you have the problem about like in the scene like a tchila, it's like a new placing inside the tunnel. It's also b'chal gam. Therefore, it's also in all situations when if it got cooled down. This old togma kishem nicha atem emakim. You're putting it now in a place. And through the heat, yeah, yatzaledus, but it can become yatzaledus. And that's where we're saying that it's a problem to put it there. But if not, then yeah, it wouldn't be a problem to put it there on Shabbos. In a place that's permitted to put it back, that mutafil listem piatan bedaf, then you let even seal the opening of the oven with a board after you put it back in, because the steam is sadaf lemikra atmana. Closing it with a board is not considered insulating. It's not touching the actual walls of the pot. But if by sealing off the opening of the tan, it's going to be bubbling, it's better not to seal it, because then you have the problem of that the place can say that then it is a problem what the minig ha'ilam is. This all talking about ingechon b'yiris b'tan. If there's no fiery coals in the Tanakh, but the fiery coals, Pashma Mishnah, that's a Pashma in the Mishnah, the Be'ain Gar Fakatim, that if it's not shoveled out or covered with ashes, the Philippe's Hill, Aslach, even Quin Be'ez Hill, it's forbidden to put it back. But from Tan Shalom, the Dumla Kiran, and even our Tanurim, that's similar to Akira, Kemkin Azbachal Gamni, says the Torah is of, that would also be Aser in all situations. Now, if you imagine God, we say, Yaakov, Dilin, Chazar, regarding putting back, Sagi, Kishag Gar Fakacham, Tzadechad, it's enough that you don't have to. Usually, garf has to mean you shovel it out of the oven. We're going to chazara that it's enough to shovel it just to one side, but not actually out of the oven, which as the Sharetz in Samachal says, which is not the Kim by Shia, that it has to be shoveled all the coals outside. But for Chazara that he says you don't need to, then yesh lakom, one could be lenient. If one shoveled the coals from before Shabbos, you reckless that it should only be on one side. So if Kodin Samach Tes, that the Ramah brought some say that if you took the food out of the oven on Shabbos, Asal Nechav Chulu, in all the place in pillows and blankets. That's considered initially insulating. The Mashayi Munach Metchil Batanik, because what it originally was in the Tanner, in the Achor, that's something else. Kodin Samach Tes, Kodin Samach Beis, which as the Shara Tzinai Samachim brings, that it's brought over there, that from Akira Tatman, that's forbidden. It's from the Yishalmi. That's how the Vilna Gaon says the source from this lapella that the Eli Rabbi brings, that some are lenient. It's an explicit Yishalmi. And the Ein Tem B'Shabbos says the Mishnah Berura, in all Duhatman, in all insulate on Shabbos, a little bit of a shade in my survival, even something that does not increase heat. Therefore, even if the food was still warm and hot, us, it's forbidden to put it, as some people would want to do, like put it into blankets, that'd be a problem. Now, if it's not well insulated inside the membership, it's open on the top. Surely then it would be permitted. That's not considered insulating. Then the Ramah brought Yeshayimim, another Yeshayimim, that anything that's close to getting dark, Erev Shabbos, or close to Baruch Hu, if it's so close that it would be cold, you wouldn't be able to heat it up, then it's like Shabbos itself. So it says, Kedei Lahavin Divriya Yeshayimim. To understand the words of the Yeshayim, he says, "Mukhani laharach." Says, "I have to be a little lengthy." Dina teisa v'rash v'siyatim ha'ichicha deprove the be'er Shabbos namishach din chazar even on before Shabbos. Halachas of chazar apply. Tiny that is imnotel but yim in the kira. If you took it off when it's still daytime from the kira, imin atan l'didan or for our tanurim, us lachzor alav. You now put it back on. Elim kenu gar v'katan only if it has a blech. Only if it's like gar v'katan.
Now the hikshul of that alzer. The question they asked in this was like this: if that's the case, asrin lahazal for the erev Shabbos, you know, do chazar even on erev Shabbos. It means like a gedirim that kiri erev Shabbos b'ashkama. So wait a second: if you take the pot off from the stove on erev Shabbos early in the morning, Friday in the morning, you put up late Thursday night, you're not going to be able to put it back. So what measurement of time did the Chum give regarding this halacha? They come out like this. And this is what Rama is saying. It's so close to when it's getting dark. That if it would be cold, it wouldn't be able to heat up in that amount of time. Then they said it's forbidden to put it back without it being garfa cut, without having a blech. Then if it would be permitted to put it back, then you're going to put it back on Shabbos also. It's all one gezer. And on Shabbos, we know it's forbidden because it might come to stoke the coals. This is all the opinion of the Yishem that Ramah mentions. But the Yesh Mekilin that Ramah mentions, who does Rashi v'Siyatis, the holds like Rashi and those who hold him this rule that they hold the Leigos of Chazara. No, that we did not make this Gezerah Chazara, Kim Shechashecha, only when it's already dark, but not when it's Erev Shabbos. And that's what he says, that it's Gedei Machmer on the Salacha. Sekon Ayin Aleph. Oh, Yisamech Lebarchu. Or it's close to Baruch Hu time, which Bezmanim in their times, so you know, Baruch Hu, they would say Baruch Hu early. But Kamashmo was coming to tell us, the given the Baruch Hu, Kabbalah Shabbos, since by saying Baruch Hu, you're already being Kabbalah Shabbos, Abba Shabbos, Abba Shabbos coming, so it's like already full-fledged Shabbos. Would be in Shabbos, you couldn't Baruch Hu Dafka, so then you would have to have that measurement of time, specifically before Baruch Hu. I'm again, Ram Shachal Gazah, he disagrees, he holds the Lay Niskazah, Ashura Kurim Chashach, no, this measurement was all mentioned before it actually gets dark, but you couldn't Baruch Hu not for time before Baruch Hu. Simkon Ayim Beis, that. If it's so close that if it'd be cold, you wouldn't be able to heat it up, then it has like talacha like chazar on Shabbos. That is a film that even before sunset, a certain amount of time, still didn't come by Shabbos. Like we said, it still has talacha like Shabbos itself. In Iraq, that's only in the be'in and geruf kutumik by Shabbos. That has to have like a blech like it is like on Shabbos. Regarding having intention to return the b'shalei in the chen gabekarka and not putting down the ground on that, like b'min zeh, for that you don't need to have sezatay Shabbos and b'negon nail in the rush. Now, if it's totally raw, sure, that you're allowed to put back onto the fire close to when it's getting dark, literally. In the grufo kutumo, even if there's no blech, we already spoke about Kidra Chaisa that there's no problem but shemichat on that. Sibkotten, ayin gimel. And it has like a lacha like Shabbos, asma like Shabbos itself. Now, but dafke specifically, achash nigma kol bishla gedeir. If all the cooking of the pot already finished. Now you're putting it back onto the kira till the evening just to keep its heat. That's what we're stringent. Even the toilet, if you took it, you'll have zero lashin the groove and not to put it back if it's not garfakata. But if it's not fully cooked, actually then you can take it and put it back in all situations. It's not really applicable to make a gzir that you might come to do chazar on Shabbos. You have to be considered cooking on Shabbos. Obviously, then you would be careful in such a situation. Even if we permitted you to return before Shabbos. But some are stringent even regarding this. because we don't want to start differentiating regarding this halacha of Chazar and Erev Shabbos. So Rama brought Yesh Mikil Mezel, like we said, it's Rash Vesiyatay. He says the minig is to be Mikil, but he says Sivkon Ayin Dal, Tevlachma is good to be stringent when it's not necessary not to. According to this, ain't lit like a demiki, one should not take the pot from the stove, but lit not gabi taner and put it back now on a taner, chain the grove of cotton, which is not a blech. Some of the chashecha, right when it's close to getting dark, dafted taner, chalon, did the kakira, even though our tan is like a kira, hop a kira, goofish, lachm of the day. So, but according to this opinion, even the kira itself, one should be stringent, because the sharati in the sign says, but regarding the yeshmakilim, that's no chazar never shop, it's only shia, then it would be permitted, even when I goof, if it's mevashal katakim and samik, but yavala, according to the second opinion, at the end of Sif Aleph, like we quoted. Which actually Dirshu 87 brings, according to this opinion, is permitted to do chazara also by something that's cooked kamechem and soy, as the Burton Shulchan over there. It's just that if it's not fully cooked, Mishabur writes in Sivkon and Gimel, that's permitted to put it back. Also to those who are stringent, that the is chazara applies even there in Shabbos, as Rav Aldemar says. And continues the Sharatin, says according to the first opinion, but the Al-Kabanim, at least if it's in something of a rally, then it would be permitted, says the Prima Gavin. Now, contains Mishabur, says Vimugar for Katim. Now, if there's a blech, okay, then Mutab Shabbos, and of course you'll have to do chazara even on Shabbos itself. Sivkotin Ayin Hay, where he said that is specifically Agabakir Mamish. Hainu the Bezeyesh Oysen Chazor Samach Al Sheikh Bekanal. That's when, as we mentioned, some say it's forbidden to do Chazor when it's close to getting dark. Sivkotin Ayin Vav, but to do Smicha even close to the fire. Bemokmashay at Sledzboy, because the Enyat Sledzboy, if it's not even hot to the hand's touch, I feel the Shabbashai, then even Shabbat's permitted, says the Bezeyesiv. But do smicha even close to the fire. Bakashat Sledzboy, to do smicha, that would be permitted. Sivkot Ayin Zayin, even if it's samach lechashecha, close to getting dark, meaning hainah filin san legamer, even if it's totally cold. And beilin san legamer, if it's not totally cold, actually, afil b'shabbos, even Shabbos is permitted. Kamashakos is jinyin tres, if tes vabagah, the Rama says no problem about a bishl in that case. Sivkot Ayin Ches. The Rama said, but taner, regarding taner, in chilik, there's no difference with a chazar or smicha, dafka, if it's yatzaledis. That would be for so that's he says Hainab Tana Shalzman Hatama. That's granting the Tana of the times of the Gemara. But there is Tumala in Shia become in Khazar Tumachazara. That's a problem. But Tanur Shalom, but our Tanam should be sukh the Tan, someone from the Sam Kikira, Silakim that's like a Kira, and therefore that would be permitted like we mentioned before. But even the Tana Rama says it's not yet and it's permitted even on Shabbos, like he explains in Simit Shin Yud Ches. In the Ramaschum Abalismich, but do smicha even close to the fire. What he means to say is, and for sure, when it's samach to the kira, he says, you should know that even chazar mishabbat is permitted, like we proved earlier in Sefav and the Be'alocha, like the Achrein Merlin regarding this, but also stipulating that it didn't get totally cooled off, because it totally cooled off, and now it could go back to being like Yatzaledis, but then you would have a chashash bishul. Some of the dishes. Dirshu 76. So the Mishnah Berurah said, that Sivkot and Samachay, that the Rama is, that the Ran is Mekel, even if you put it on the ground, and even if you did not have an intent to return it. So it sounds like from his words, that even in this situation, the Rama writes that the Minig is being Mekel. Chaznish writes that if he put the pot on the ground and he did not have a mind to return it, that the Minig is not to Mekel. And therefore, the Rama mentions here in later on Sif Gimel only this idea of putting down the pot on the ground, but he doesn't mention this idea of not having in mind to return it. Dishra number 77. Mishpur Sivkot and Samach Zayin, that it's good to be Machmer, the Ramah says, because many places can disagree on the Ran. And also the Beis Yosef, which Magad Ram quotes, is inclined like the Beis Yosef. Chaznish writes that the wording of the Mishpur is not precise, because Magad Ram does not leave any room for the words of the Darchei Moshe. That he writes, that according to the Ran, when you take it on Shabbos, you're permitted to put it back even inside of it. Dirshu 78, on the words of Mishnah Berurah, that there's a schus for the minig, that chazar is not a problem, only if the heat will make it boiling from the heat. which is not so common, different. You don't have to be mefakfuk on the minik. Chaznish writes that since the Gemara Shabbos at Lamaches brings that you cannot do Chazar Osa on Shabbos, one should not be semich to be mekel until he knows definitely that the oven is cold, and that even the fat on the ground of the kli, which gets heated up faster than the rest of the meat, won't come to yatzaledes. He adds on that if it's yatzaledes in the oven, all the more so if you have in the oven hot boiling coals, even if they're going out, it's forbidden to return the pot even to a place where it's not yatzaledes, for example, let's say close to the opening. And the reason for that, he writes, is that since there's no partition between these places, we're not machalik in the exeris between two places of that same oven. However, if they have the custom to put back the pot to a place where it's not yatzaledes, since we don't have the power to be meicher regarding such people. Dishron number 79. B'alach later on, Sefei proves not like the Magen Avraham, and that's Chaznish agrees, which Magen Avraham had said that since it's totally cooled down, you lose the original Shia, and there is us in all situations. Not so pashut. Sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah Halacha later in Sefei. Dish number 80, that maybe it's enough for Chazara pushing the coals to one side. Chaznish writes that not to return the pot into the oven, even when it's garfa katim. And he adds on that the etzem chol between Shia and Chazara regarding the type of garufa is not really understood, which is this heta that the Mishnah Berurah is bringing. Dishon number 81, Chaznish writes not to be makel by insulating that protects the heat, even if you don't have the whole pot covered, like the Pinnah Shachanach and Sefalf. Dishon 82, Mashmaiz of the words of Mishnah Berurah, that according to Shulchan Aruch, Hatmana b'miktzis has halacha like Hatmana. And the same thing would be regarding Hatmana b'davash ha'inim of Hevel, which is not like the way it's written in Shuvah Zerah Letzion, that Hatmana b'miktzis is not considered Hatmana according to Shulchan Aruch, only something that's Mais of Hevel. Because the reason the Gezerah by Mais of Hevel is because you might come to B'chata, and this concern also applies by Hatmana b'miktzis, which is not the case by someone that's not Mais of Hevel. But the reason the Gezerah is that you might find your pot cold and heat it up, and if there's no concern, only in the situation where you insulate the whole thing. Dishu 83. If someone puts a pot on a small fire, which cannot heat it up until Shkia, Pinchas Nish is that since if you would put on a big fire, it would be able to heat it up, so you're allowed to do that. Another opinion of Shlomo Zalman is that you're not allowed to do it according to this opinion. Rather, you should put the pot on a big fire, which could heat up the cooked dish before Shabbos, and then afterwards you could even lower it. And that's the opinion of Sikarelis in the Azan. You could even put it on a small fire, and afterwards make it bigger, and then right away make it small again. But you have to have at least that ability that it could have heated up in that amount of time, like we said, according to this halacha, that there's a chazara on Erev Shabbos. This is number 85. Mashmais of the words of Mishnah Berurah is that even when the food is cooked Shemecha Ben Desai, you're allowed to do Chazara on Erev Shabbos. And the reason for this is, writes the Shema Zaman, is that since the Neig to be Machm, like the opinion of those who hold that as long as not cooked, Kadei Tzarkut is a problem about Bishl, and people are very careful about it, so therefore we're not concerned that you might come to do such a Chazara on Shabbos. Dishon number 86, which we said some of Machmer even in such a case, but to return the Kedera that has raw meat, at the Magen Avraham wrote that according to all opinions of Mutaz, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Sef Aleph. Edition number 88, that if it's totally cooled off, if it's not totally cooled off, even the Shabbos would be permitted. Sounds like from his words, it's permitted even to be semech like a tchila, to the Kira, and that's the Bir Alacha writes in Sefalv Divin Maskel Mutter, the name of the base mayor, and later on Sefkav Bay Aleph, through a hacker of something that separates, if it's even like a Tchila, when Lord's Bir Alacha later on Sefay Adib Maskel Samach, it sounds like that's us to do that, like the Pin of the Ran, the Shabbos, it's mentioned in Sharatin and Sefkav Chavav, it's the Ha'ara of Waldenberg.